How are you doing, you wonderful patrons? Scott here, and it's been a while. I don't mean for these updates to be so far apart, but that's just kind of how my schedule works, unfortunately. I'm trying to get better at it. But anyway, I just wanted to give you some quick updates about what's going to be happening on the channel this year and on Patreon in general. So if anyone's following, if you've been following for the, you know, me for the past few months, you'll know that there is some big news. I still can't talk about it yet, but I promise you patrons will be the first to know. It's huge news that affects the entirety of the channel. And I'm very excited. It's good news, I should say. But yeah, again, it's something that I can't talk about just yet, but you will be the first ones to know for very important reasons, because you are supporting the show financially and everything like that. Yeah. Anyway, there'll be more information as that goes on. But I wanted to talk about some other things. For example, we had a new video that came out the other day. It's a short one. It's only 8 minutes long. That used to be like the standard. Now I'm doing like 20 minute long stuff. But I'm having fun doing the long ones, and I appreciate you guys who, can afford to wait. Or even if you can't, I appreciate your patience regardless. But these are fun ones. And, yeah, that was a really short video. It was really kind of all over the place. It was about language. It was about Young Justice. I had a lot of fun with it. People seemed to like it. I really only did it because there was a big fan reaction when I proposed the idea, in December. I was like, what do you guys think about this idea? And everyone was like, yeah, do it. So I made it and it's good. I like it. I stand by it. It's a fun time. But you may have noticed, that I didn't read off any names at the end of that video. And that was because a couple months ago, I believe, we had a poll and I had a post about not reading off names on shorter videos, because it now takes me like 2 minutes to read off everyone's names. And the list keeps growing and growing and growing, which is awesome. And I do have to update the Patreon, I think. I didn't expect to get that many people's names. So I do have to, unfortunately, change around the tiers a little bit just to make it so the end of a video is a bit more streamlined, and it's not, you know, me reading off names for 2 minutes. Because a big, huge part of getting people to watch more videos is having that little end screen pops up, which only happens for the last 20 seconds of a video. I'll still read names probably, but I'll just have to adjust the tiers so that it's like the people who support NerdSync here on Patreon a lot more. And if you were a person who's only on the me saying the names tier for that exact reason, and you can't pledge any more, and you can't raise it, you know, if I increase it, you know, whatever. Basically what I'm saying is I'm sorry if this upsets you. And I totally understand if you want to lower your pledge or just leave entirely. I get it. But I think it is a necessary step for this year, at least, just to make it so the end of a video is a little bit less unwieldy. One other super important thing I should mention is the postcards. At the beginning of December, we ran a special offer about customized, personalized postcards that I would send to people who pledged $15 or more. Those are still happening. I know I definitely missed the holidays. The good news is they're not really holiday specific. They're just NerdSync No prizes. I say just, they're cool. I like them, but those are still happening. If you saw my post on Twitter a couple weeks ago, and it wasn't even weeks ago, I think it was just last week. I'm just having a lot of crazy financial issues right now. My apartment complex keeps raising the rent on me. They raised it $500. Ugh, it's a nightmare. So it's just because I live here month to month, because I expected to move like 2 years ago and I never did. And I've just been like, well, I'll move soon. I don't want to be locked into a 6 month contract. And then I've been here for 2 years living month to month. And if you're month to month, that means you're not locked into a certain price, so it can fluctuate. And it's only been going up and up and up, which is fun. But anyway, I am moving soon. I'm actually moving at the end of next month. That is official. I've put in the paperwork. I'm moving out of Texas, moving to another place. Again, you will know more details in the future. But I'm very excited, and I'm excited to be out of this place. This place is a nightmare. But anyway, the point is, I did run into a lot of financial issues at the beginning of the month, thanks to a ton of support from people, my friends, a bunch of fans, and just really awesome people on the internet. I genuinely was not going to be able to pay rent and all my bills this month, and now I am, and that's super cool and awesome, of everyone who helped out there. And I'm living off of, you know, I'm living off of instant ramen, but I'm making it work, and it's a good time, and I'm having fun, and I know that it's gonna get better in a month or so. So I just needed help for this month and potentially next month. And so thank you to everyone who did, especially all of you new patrons here as well. You're awesome. You're cool. And yeah, just look forward to a couple other updates and changes to the Patreon this year. Oh, sorry. Just to kind of conclude my thought about the postcards. Those are still happening. I just, I have all of the no prizes printed out already, because I bought like hundreds of them years ago and I never used them. I meant to send them out to people, but I never did. Those are fine. Those didn't cost me anything. I mean, they did years ago, but they didn't cost me anything this month. The only thing is me writing all the stuff, which I'm almost done with, thankfully. There's a lot of you out there. But then of course it's the actual buying the postage too, which doesn't cost a lot, but when there's a lot of people and I'm super strapped for cash, it especially created an issue at the end of December when I didn't even have enough money to get any of my family members like Christmas presents, which I feel really bad about. But anyway, I like to be transparent with you guys about financial situations, because you are supporting me financially. I don't like the idea of hiding, like you know how on Patreon you have the option of hiding how much money you make per month, you know? That feels weird to me. I feel like I want to continue to be transparent with you guys for as long as I can, and as long as I have input about it. And I don't know. You guys are supporting me financially. I feel like at the very least you deserve to know how I'm doing and where this money's going and all that stuff. So yeah, I appreciate you. And I appreciate all the support. And we have a ton of big videos coming up. I have a gigantic video about Superman and his complex relationship to atomic weaponry coming up. That's going to be really fun. I'm actually having a ton of fun writing it. It's a collab with my buddy Tristan from Step Back History. If you've never seen any of his stuff, I highly recommend it. He does this really awesome series called... what's it called? Quick Step. I love Quick Step. Basically, he takes current events, news, some big news story from the past week or so, and talks about how it's probably something that's been repeated throughout history. You know, like it'll be like, oh, so this is happening. That's just like when this happened, you know, all these centuries ago, or all these decades ago, or all these millennia ago, who knows? So it's a really interesting way of learning about history through current events, which is really cool. And he's super well-spoken, super knowledgeable. The amount of information in his head is, I am envious of that man's, brilliance. So I'm having a ton of fun writing this video with him. And, other than that, we have Webruary coming up, officially coming up, my Steve Ditko video. That's when it's going up. Hopefully, I keep teasing that it's probably going to be about 30 minutes to 45 minutes long. Ooh, it's a long video and it's going to take forever to edit. But we have a bunch of other Spider-Man videos in there as well. I have so many. The whole point of Webruary years ago was because I had too many Spider-Man ideas and I wanted an excuse to just do them all at once. And that's what this month, that's what it is. Again, I have too many Spider-Man ideas and I want to do them all. But the problem is that they're taking me forever to write, and I know they're going to take forever to record, and I know they're going to take forever to edit. And I'm moving next month. So all of those things combined We will see how many I get done. I will be glad if I get the Steve Ditko video done. Hopefully I'll get more done. I have other ideas, obviously. In fact, hey, you're patrons. You get to hear my ideas. The other one I had was going to be about the... I teased this before. I've teased this constantly. About Spider-Man... A Spider-Man comic strip accidentally inventing or popularizing the idea for ankle monitors for, like, police surveillance of criminals and whatnot. And then the other one is just going to be an analysis, a breakdown of why I think Amazing Fantasy 15 is like a brilliant comic book, both in the writing, both in the visuals, in the storytelling, in the art. Steve Ditko's art, Stan Lee's dialogue. It's both great. Those are both that video. I've said this before. That video is just going to be two. It's going to be my analysis of Amazing Fantasy 15 from my Stan Lee video, and then an analysis of Amazing Fantasy 15 from my Steve Ditko video. So Stan Lee and Steve Ditko videos both are going to have Amazing Fantasy 15 analyses, and I'm just going to take those parts from each one, mash them together into one video. And the reason I decided to do that is because I am moving and I wanted a video that I basically already have written. So hopefully you guys like it. Either way, thank you guys for all your support and for making this little thing that I do, helping it continue to grow and making it so that I can make the videos that I want to make. You know, that Whelmed video, that's not going to do super well on YouTube, but I had fun making it. I had fun kind of pissing off pedants. It's always a good pastime. And I'm going to have fun talking about Superman and atomic weapons. I know people are going to get mad at me for that one. They're going to say, Scott, not everything's political. And I'm going to say, yes, it is. Sure is. Anyway. Bye-bye, everybody. I'll see you in the next one.